deadly shooting at a Southern California church. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. It happened in the town of Laguna Woods, about 50 miles southeast of L.A. Orange County Undersheriff Jeff Halleck.
One person is confirmed deceased at the scene. Four others are critical, and one other victim sustained minor injuries. The injured victims were taken to local hospitals. We currently do not have a status of the injured four that are in critical condition.
Alex says the shooting happened during a lunch banquet.
We believe a group of churchgoers detained him and hogtied his legs with an extension cord and confiscated at least two weapons from him. He was detained when the deputies arrived.
Alex says the suspect is an Asian male in his 60s who's not believed to live in the community. A motive has not been determined. Authorities say two people were killed and three injured in a shooting at a busy flea market north of Houston's downtown. One person is in custody. President Biden will travel to Buffalo, New York Tuesday to meet with families of the supermarket shooting that left 10 dead. An 18-year-old suspect remains in custody. The president of Finland says he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the Nordic country's application to join NATO, and that Putin reacted calmly. Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon.
Russia is stretched militarily. They're losing in Ukraine. They had to pull a lot of their forces back from the Finnish border already. So they're already stretched in terms of militarily. And it was notable that in that phone call, Vladimir Putin did not mention a military response or a technical response, as we've heard in the past. It would be an economic response. And we've already seen that Russia has cut off electricity to Finland. But that is really due to sanctions, the sanctions that have been put in place because Finland is a part of the EU.
Sweden's ruling party today said it also supports joining the alliance. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Crews fighting the second largest wildfire in New Mexico's history say it grew by 14 square miles just overnight, but is now 36% contained. The blaze has already destroyed nearly 500 structures, including homes. A federal judge is expected to rule later this week on whether Title 42 can be lifted or not. Lifting it's expected to increase migration significantly, which is already on the rise. Fox's Bill Malusian is in Eagle Pass, Texas.
Around 11 a.m. local time every single morning. Scouts show up on the other side of the river, and then these groups will show up and cross in large groups, often with smugglers in the river with them. Here in Del Rio sector, agents reporting they arrested a Mexican national with a previous conviction for sexual activity with a minor in Utah in 2015. He was mixed in with a group of 11 who crossed illegally. He was the third sex offender caught in this sector just this week alone. And Border Patrol in Del Rio sector report that just since October, they have arrested 944 illegal immigrants with a previous criminal history.
The White House says more agents are being sent to the border. A big city in an important swing state wants to host the next Democratic National Convention.
Atlanta is submitting a formal bid to host the 2024 Democratic National Convention. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens announcing the bid Friday to Democrats holding their annual state party dinner. Georgia, once considered a solid red state, delivered all its electoral votes to President Biden in 2020 and elected two Democrats, Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, to the U.S. Senate, giving Democrats control of that chamber. Atlanta hosted the 1988 Democratic Convention, nominating a ticket of Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis and Texas Senator Lloyd Benson. Dukakis lost that election to George H.W. Bush. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Republicans are deciding between Milwaukee and Nashville. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.